After searching for a celebrity raccoon attracting attention in a Newmarket neighborhood for his unusual behavior, Animal Services has euthanized one that was found to be ill with distemper, but one of his fans believes he's still around. The raccoon, named Walter by a resident in the Haskett Park area, has received attention on social media in recent weeks for being bizarrely friendly and attempting to enter vehicles. Newmarket Animal Services was called January 4, with residents suspecting the raccoon might have canine distemper, which is contagious among raccoons and almost always deadly. After Walter was out of sight for a few days, the town confirmed January 6 that staff found a raccoon about 600 meters from the park, around Young Street and Millard Avenue West. But resident Helen Gray, who coined the name Walter for the local celebrity, said she saw the raccoon after that date. "I do really love wild animals," she said. "So I don't want to see them come to any harm of any kind." Canine distemper is one of the leading causes of death of raccoons and lacks treatment options. It impacts a raccoon's brain and results in symptoms like emaciation, disorientation, and wandering aimlessly. The town said a raccoon was found January 6 by an officer who determined it was suffering from distemper and it was humanely euthanized. In the wild, distemper is extremely contagious among raccoons, with a 100% fatality rate if not treated before the onset of symptoms, the town said. Unfortunately, in these cases, humane euthanasia is the most compassionate outcome for wildlife that have been assessed and determined to have canine distemper. The town said staff cannot determine with certainty whether it is the same raccoon that prompted the reports, but indicated it seems probable. But Gray said she is fairly certain the raccoon she saw some time after that euthanization was Walter. She added Walter has been attracting notice since November, and based on his appearance, he may not be afflicted with distemper. "He is a beautiful raccoon," she said. "He looks extremely healthy to me. His weight is good, his fur is healthy. I don't know, I just love the fact he's in the neighborhood. I love maybe having a sighting of him for the day." Gray said there is another popular raccoon that goes by the name Monty in the Srigley Street neighborhood, about 3 kilometers from Haskett Park. Amber Lee Robinson reported that residents have been feeding him for a couple of years, resulting in him being friendly to people, not unlike Walter. "He literally will sit on your lap if you let him," Robinson said. "Generally doesn't want to do harm, he's just hungry and then leaves." The town website notes raccoons generally live for 3 to 5 years, with home ranges between 1 and 4 square kilometers. Raccoons can cause conflicts in search of food, breaking apart garbage, and even finding places to live inside your home. The town advises never feed raccoons, secure garbage in locking containers, and store garbage indoors. Regardless, Gray said Walter and Monty could be the same raccoon. She further said she hopes Walter can remain a part of the community. "I love that the community knows him," Gray said. "The community is kind of embracing this. I really don't think he's out there being destructive. He's just out there, wandering around looking for food."